Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, excitement continues to build in Cork and in Clare ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final. Yesterday, Brian O'Connell reported from the Rebel County, and today he's in Clare, where he visited the club of Clooney Quinn. They have two players hoping to lift the Liam McCarthy Cup this weekend.
It's lunchtime in Clooney Quinn GAA Club, and children and parents alike are gathering near the newly built clubhouse. That sound you hear is a group of teenagers hitting slitters against a wall repeatedly, trying to emulate their hurling heroes. One of those who's here also is local school principal, senior club manager and 2013 All-Ireland winner Fergal Lynch. He gives me an insight into what Clare players will be feeling this week.
From my own experience of being involved in 2013, we're in our own little bubble, and every all the occasions are going on, the kids, I suppose, the hype. Players are keeping low profiles in relation to that. They're not getting involved, they're not getting involved in conversations. Just met Ryan Taylor there in the car a few minutes ago. He was coming against me, let down the window, and it was just a quick salute. He didn't want to have a chat, he was just he's focused on what the job that they have to do. Them guys are hugely professional in how they're going to approach this game. And
everyone here has a Clare jersey on their backs. When you go into Innes, you can see the same thing, just bunting up those flags. It must be an amazing experience to be part of it.
Look, it's a lift that Clare actually need, you know. I mean, there's been so many ups and downs in life, I suppose, with COVID hitting, and a lot of people have passed away since 2013, including my own father and stuff. So, I mean, it can get quite emotional for people in terms of thinking back and on good times. But, I mean, you look around here today, there's 100 kids all going around carrying hurleys. I mean, it's trying to develop that culture of becoming the next Clare hurler, the next club hurler, the next Camogie hurler for Clare or your club. And
what's your prediction?
I think the Clare will win. I was quite confident going against Kilkenny, albeit at half time I was I was ruining some of my words. But
is there a sense this Clare team hasn't yet hit that fifth gear?
They're beginning to peak, they're beginning to come. I mean, you see the inclusion of Ryan Taylor in the group now, and Tony Kelly is beginning to hit the ground running, and there definitely is the nucleus of a really good, strong performance in Clare. But we're really coming up against a really hot Cork.
There was mention by Fergal of Ryan Taylor, who has battled injury to get back playing and is hoping to play a big part on All-Ireland final day. No one has seen his sacrifice more than his parents Susan and Patrick Taylor.
We're thrilled that he made his comeback, and he's worked so hard to get back fit.
Ryan is living at home with us, so we see it firsthand every day. And when we left Croke Park last year with Ryan injured and a loss under our belt, you know, we knew he was facing a huge challenge for the year ahead. But we see him every day, from morning till night, the effort he's put into it, 7 days a week.
Yeah, he was very tunnel visioned with it. He just, you
Where
know.
Where did he get that from?
I give it to the
definitely mother. No, I definitely think no, Patrick, no, without a doubt. Yeah.
What's it like as parents to have someone lining out in North Ireland final?
It's incredible.
It's emotional.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, actually, when I arrived in Croke Park on Sunday and I met Maureen, Maureen Duggan Peters' mum, I was just so emotional to say, my gosh, we were here 12 months ago after being beaten by the Cats. And just to be back again was just, it's just wonderful. It was so and then, as I said, to come out with the result, it was fabulous.
I remember when the final whistle was blown and Ryan ran out with it, I had tears in my eyes, and I turned around, shake hands with Shane O'Donnell's father, he had tears in his eyes. That's what it means, you know.
Yeah.
Massive. There must be an awful lot of cousins coming out of the woodwork now.
Oh yeah, we have a daughter coming back from New York for it. We have a daughter that surprised us for the semi-final,
came back from Australia.
I have cousins now, I have a cousin's son who's playing in the south of Ireland, is coming in now looking for tickets. And
what's going to be the result?
We're going to do it.
I think
100%.
I think absolutely clear.
I know Cork are hungry for it, but I think Clare really want this. They really...
I think it's going to be a very fair game. It's going to be a good game of hurling, and I think Clare are going to just come out on top.
100%.
And Ryan maybe slot over the winning point.
That'd be
the icing on the cake. Well, listen, all he wants to do is do his best to get the team over the line. He doesn't...
Yeah. And the fact that he's actually there now and fit is a testament to a year's work that you don't see when you watch it on TV. Yeah.
That's it.
Or listen to it on radio,
I used to see him there twice a day going to the gym. And then going on to training and Clare training, coming down here to the field, pucking, You know, we could be having a cup of tea and he would just say, I'm off to the field now, pucking. You could wake up in the morning, you could hear the slitter being banged against the house. We got a new dog there. We lost a couple of dogs during COVID, and he trained a dog to bring back the slitter. And we have a fair bit of space, so he...
I'd say that must be the leanest dog in Clare.
He was very lean.
And it wasn't just Ryan Taylor's parents who were full of admiration for him. Youngsters in the club of Clooney Quinn also gave me their thoughts and their predictions for what's going to happen on Sunday. Cheer for you, the jersey, is that signed by the players?
Oh yeah, it is.
So go on, tell us, who's your favourite player?
Probably like Peter Duggan or Ryan Taylor.
You kind of had to say that, didn't you?
No. They're very good, sure. Clare will win. Clare will win again.
How much are they going to win by?
10 points.
10 points?
Yeah.
There's a confident man. Yeah?
Yeah, 10 points. Yeah.
And have you all got a ticket?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hopefully.
You leave that up to Mum and Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll sort. That's their job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite player?
Gamer Ryan.
How come?
Oh, because he teached me in school once.
Well, how was he for homework?
Good.
Was he? He didn't give you too much?
Well, our teacher gave us the homework.
He just came in and taught you for a day. What's your name?
Jesse.
And your name?
Anna.
Kira.
Ruby.
Jodie.
Anna.
Emily.
What do you think of the final? Who's going to win? So what's your prediction?
Clare going to win by 5 points.
5 points, you think? Someone told me 10 points. Here, so five. And what do you think?
4 points.
Who's your favourite player?
Shane O'Donnell.
How come?
Because he's a good player for Clare and...
He's very skillful.
Yeah, he's fast.
Will you get to go to it, do you think?
Hopefully. Looking for tickets.
Your mom
I already
is?
Have tickets.
So if anyone is listening who has a ticket for your mom.
Yeah.
Will you give one cheer for Clare? And you can expect to hear plenty more banner roars this Sunday. Now, not far from Clooney Quinn is Spancel Hill. And once a month, the Spancel Hill Singers Club meets. And their chair is John Conlon. And given that we had the Banks yesterday, I asked John which song was most closely associated with Clare Hurling.
Probably My Lovely Rose of Clare. I suppose Tony Considine in 95 when they won the All-Ireland sang it, and it kind of very much linked up with it then. But that would be Spancel Hill, of course, would also be there too. But probably My Lovely Rose of Clare is the most common one these days.
So you're going to have a go of this for us. You do a verse.
My Lovely Rose of Clare, I'll do a verse, yeah. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare.
And that's John Conlon, who's chair of the Spancel Hill Singers Club, ending Brian O'Connell's report. Let's hope it's a great match on Sunday. And to be fair, we'll say may the best team win. That'll be on RTE. Full coverage across radio and television of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Next here, though, the anti-tourism measures being brought in to combat over-tourism right around Europe.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.